flesh part. Here's to the behind as he's got a return. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
This is embarrassing.
Woof, bloody woof. Boys, welcome back. Season 2 of the Non-Chasers. We've been away from the kennels for a while, of course. That was the beautiful 1980s promotion of the Sandown Dogs. We Could Fly, for those of you who may have been a little bit unfamiliar with that one. Do yourself a favour and get straight to YouTube and look it up. For the full 1 minute 30 version, fellas, I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined, as always, by Rhino Rossborough and Andrew Gunner. How are we, fellas?
Good, thank you, mate. Yeah, all good, mate. Yep, great.
Tell us about your time away, Gunner. What happened? Where'd you go?
Oh, I think last time I was on the show, Malcolm Turnbull was Prime Minister, so it's been a while.
You took all your leave before the festive season,
yes,
didn't you?
That's right, I did. So not much time off for me. I stayed in the office, and a few of the other boys got away for Christmas this year. So my turn to be on site on the tools. So anyway,
well, you did a very good job, because a great friend of the show and former panelist, Simon Skrull Ainsworth, of course, welcoming a new bit of new litter to
It's a bit well bred pop. Yep.
Yeah, good pedigree, I hear.
Yeah, well bred pop. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Simon, first season sire. So,
that's right. Congratulations, Skrill, from all of the non-chasers.
Very well done.
Boys, Rhino, how about you, mate? You went over to Trombone Park out there in Northern Ireland or Ireland, I should say.
Yeah, well, a multitude of things. So I drank like a fish, and I practiced my signature every day from whenever I get famous. That's my plan for this year. Like, no, would you believe it or believe it? Trombone Park closed down last week.
You are kidding me.
I'm not joking, you, mate.
That's why he's a little bit sour when you sort of came in the studio today.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. It just seems to be a multitude of things, but overall the landscape of costs just became too much for them, apparently. So
you're kidding me?
Disaster zone, yeah.
So where do you go now when you go back to Ireland?
Shelburne Park.
Shelburne Park.
Yeah, keep it safe. Yep. City track.
Very good. Fellas, plenty on it today. Of course, Paws of Thunder at Wente Park tomorrow night. We're recording on a Friday, obviously, and the Summer Distance Final. That's exciting stuff, isn't it, fellas, to get our paws back into it?
Oh, yeah, can't wait. Love it. Better Wente Park on a group one.
That's
action.
The one. Fantastic. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about a couple of sick beats. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant about a camera angle, which I'm accustomed to doing every now and then. A certain bird may have flown into a dog midweek. Gunner would sort of prick your ears up. And we are going to have a best of the week, and we're going to keep a tally this year, and we're really going to go at each other's throat. And I'm going to jump into it now. Second year dog for me now. I can come to the table with a few tips, and I'm confident I can knock the fellas off. Fellas, Paws of Thunder, final, Saturday night. We'll start with a big one. What do you think? Miss Splendor Miro, $3.90 favourite, but my eyes light up at Pokey Bear, the $1.85 chance.
I think that'd make Poke the Bear favourite, wouldn't it, mate?
That's what I meant to say, mate. I'm still a bit rusty. I'm still warming back into things.
Look, Poke the Bear, King Kong, is known to me. he is the fastest greyhound potentially I've ever seen. I genuinely think the race has been made up for him, as well as could be for a dog in box 8 who realistically would prefer an inside berth. Basically, I seen the race. Bucks Future's too far out and will make a race for him. Miss Splendid Miro has slightly disappointed me on the times she did last week. Federer Lily can roar to a corner. Caitlin Keeping can roar to a corner, but probably just lacking in class in the class of these. Cash Point has transformed into something very, very special as well over the recent few weeks. And certainly he is more than made for, like, I'd say he could definitely do a 29.60 run in Wente if he got his head right for it. Problem being here that there's going to be an awful lot of dogs looking to go one way. And a small trick of mine is that whenever you find that you have 8 runners all wanting inside, I always say with the dog in 8, because he seems to get a run at it closer than the most of them. And yeah, I don't see how Poke the Bear will get beat. I think he's well housed. I think he's by far and away the fastest dog in the race. And I think he'll turn a handy second, maybe third, and win going away.
Very nice. Anyone else, buddy, sweating bullets in here?
I'm all right, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Were you a bit nervous?
Just a bit nervous. First show back.
First up.
What's going on? Put the bed, $1.85. Well, I don't know. I'll be all over that like a rash gunner. But fill us in. Do you have the same ideology as a young rhino over here, or are you a little bit different when it comes to the paws of thunder?
Oh, I certainly agree that it's the best dog and the fastest dog in the race. Just with the speed in the middle boxes, never quite sure what's going to happen at the first turn there at Wente. I'd probably be sticking with, I'll stick with Caitlin Keeping. I agree with Rhino that, yeah, definitely doesn't have the class of some of these others, but seems to have made a habit of running well in features recently. And I just think that if it could lead to the turn, it'd probably make its own running. If Federal Lily's just on its outside, which it looked like it might be at the first bend, then maybe that there'd be a bit of colliding there and Cash Point might get the run through and finish off hard late. So I'd be sticking with Cash Point and Caitlin Keeping in this one.
14 schmackers.
But, yeah, not potting Pack the Bear at all. Just those sorts of draws in these finals at Wentworth Park, they can just be a little bit sticky. So at the short price, I wouldn't want to be betting against him, but, yeah, just looking for others in the race, maybe a bit more value.
How's that, Rhino? He goes for the big sort of Hail Mary early days, first episode of the second show. Fellas.
Look, put it this way, you could back worse $14 shots than him. Like, he's a very fast grade.
If you go back and...
Form is a wonderful thing, fellas.
It is. If you go back and watch his run at Ballarat before Christmas when he ran down Hungry and Hollow, gave it about 8 or 10 lengths on the bend and absolutely zoomed home and gave it windburn. So he does look like, as Ryan says, in the form of his life.
As a part, he gets them right, doesn't he? Fellas,
yeah, yep.
Interesting you bring up such I'm not going to say a long shot because you've given us a very good reason why we should be back in Cash Point. This season on the show, now we're all going to dip in, and when one of us isn't here, that fill-in has a big job of filling in for us and doing the same. We're going to put $100 on each. We're all going to have a $100 selection, and we're going to keep tally, and we're going to have a three-way competition, one bet per week. We're going to tally it up. Each week we're going to check in who's in the lead. You can go up and down. So if none of us log it this week, we're all negative 100. And at the end of the season, we're going to see who's the bloody non-chasers champion. I'll be pretty confident, you know, looking at you.
Gun all the five dogs.
So interesting to find if the big gunner over here goes the $14 pop. You can put a place bet.
Oh, so
are we not place bets or not?
Are we not 100 on the nose or 50 each way? Or what are we doing?
What do you reckon, Rhino?
Yeah, split them up if you want, like. Oh. Just go deep, mate. Just go.
Go for the glory.
Balls deep. Like.
Nah, you know what?
That's our first show of the week. Yeah, come on, mate. Jeez, trying to attract some family listeners to this show and you've gone with
little,
that stuff.
I have to put the little E on this podcast.
Yeah, parental guidance advised.
Nah, you know what? It's all or nothing. We're going 100. It's got to be on the schnapp.
All right.
It's got to be on the what's the official name of the cage on the front of the face?
The muzzle?
The muzzle. Mm. Shouldn't know that.
Kind of worried about your name, it. Yeah.
Bloody dog the other day ate my footy. It was ridiculous.
It's not feeding it enough.
All right, mate. He gets his chicken necks and his cheeseburgers and stuff like that. No, it's good. Okay, $100 on the nose. I won't ask you what your selection is yet. We'll come back to it at the end of the show. I mean, it's a real... We're all on sort of 100% strike rates.
So are we just going any race in Australia or are we any going the ones that we're talking about?
Any race in Australia before next show. It can fantastic. Be... That's why. So you're $14. You might want to get the jump on us and get a large amount ahead of us. And at the end of the season, we will have a look who is the down-and-out champion and they will be awarded
down-and-out or out-and-out? Out-and-out.
Yeah, okay. All
right.
Time my word. Time
not
my
enough
word.
O's in smooth today.
Very good. Anything else, boys, about the Paws of Thunder? Cracking name, may I say.
It is. I just found it interesting and don't know what you thought, Rhino, but a lot of the results last week seemed to go towards the... outsiders of the field.
Oh, so don't it makes start oh, this. Don't dare talk about this little four-letter word.
So it makes for an interesting final because there's a lot of dogs here that if you're really drawing them on raw ability, it was a good dog, wouldn't make it there. But so yeah, a few got through at big odds, didn't they?
Yeah, look, the way the race is looking to me, I couldn't really make a big split between 5, 6, and 7. The only thing in common that I know the 5, 6, and 7 will all be doing is going left on the run to the corner. And I don't think Poke the Bear or Pokey Bear will go as left as them, if that makes perfect sense. And that assumption, if he avoids any sort of trouble at the first turn, it's good night, Irene. He's home, like, because he's got to run them down.
Well, what did we say last year? We said he's the best dog in the land, but he's not the smartest.
Yes, correct.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. He's pretty smart.
Controversial.
He's pretty smart.
He's just not great for 5 yards.
Same thoughts on the non-chasers. Not very good. Okay, drink Schooners, the reserve. If he gets in, does he get to the bar or not?
1 million to 1 there, Pete.
Yeah.
No. 1 million to 1. Righto.
But if he gets in and you back him and he wins, he'd be drinking more than Schooners, I think.
Right, Gunner.
Yes.
Midweek, you came to me and you said, I have something to talk about this week on the non-chasers. You partly came to me because it was involving a number 5 dog, which I have a great affinity
cheeky
for.
Cheeky little 5 dog.
And I enjoy. And you said, just watch this video. And I sort of watched this video 3 times and I didn't really sort of see what was going on. Dog just sort of in the back straight just really slowed down. Do you care to explain what happened and how it happened? And does this happen often? What happened?
It actually happens probably a little bit more often than you think, if I ask you the stats on dogs getting hit in the head by a bird.
I have never seen this in my existence until last week. A pigeon of any.
So poor old Lockham just thought he was going around on a nice sunny afternoon at Albion on Wednesday. Hits the front down the back straight, thinking, I've got the other
set. Yeah,
I've got the other 7 covered. And then one of Bill Laurie's pigeons just comes out of nowhere. And the poor bastard ends the race unconscious. So luckily it was a late scratching because, fair dinkum, the list of ways to do your dough in punting is growing and getting ever longer just when you think you've seen it all.
It appeared from nowhere. Little Pidgeotto from the reel. It was like it was living in the reel and it just popped out of the right head.
It was not a pigeon, mate. It was a pigeon, mate.
It was a pigeon.
I'm surprised the dog didn't come off even worse. Full force right in the snout. Unbelievable.
So odd. But I love the dog's concentration and commitment.
Yeah, he sweats back on. It
was only a few strides that he let that pesky bird get to him before he was back on things. But interesting the difference in jurisdiction, because stewards in Gawler, do you remember the one that the dog that got hit in the head last year?
Bad dog,
is it? I don't remember, but it seems to be a worrying trend.
Well, the stewards declared it a runner. Imagine that. You've done your dough because some goose has come out
did
of midair.
It happened to Healy'sville or something? A low flan duck? That's what they called it.
I think that was the one at Gawler.
A low flan duck that completely do out of your dough, like, lovely.
But the one place that they have regular issues with shooing birds off the track is Hobart. There's some sort of water hen or waterfowl that lives basically on the track. So no doubt the dogs prick their ears a bit when they see them swanning around and maybe concentration goes elsewhere.
Oh, fantastic stuff. New sports bet promotion, boys. If you back a dog and it gets hit by a bird, you get up to $50 back in bonus bets.
I like it.
We'll put that one through to the
tape. Pigeon insurance. Yeah.
So poor old Lockham. It's like, that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza says, that you've got to deal with the pigeons.
Yeah.
And he runs them over because they don't get out of the way. So I don't know if it's similar with dogs or not, but maybe there's a deal that's been broken.
Nah, fantastic stuff. That is super. Fellas, let's head back to Wente Park Saturday night. It's actually the race before maybe this sort of entree to the Paws of Thunder. This is the summer distance plate final, and I tell you what, it's littered with scratchings.
Yeah, what's going on, Rhino?
I don't know, but Bar Carly, one of our sort of in season one of the non-chasers, one of our favourites, is $1.75, opened at $4.50, obviously coming in big time with the likes of Poco Dorado and Soda Flash being scratched.
Just the odd, that was when Poco Dorado was in the race at $1.60. So race completely changes.
Heavy deductions.
What do we like? We'll lean to you boys for some assistance to navigate this 5-horse field.
I agree with the market in the terms of Barkhali. There's no doubt in my mind Barkhali's going to go off a strong favourite. And the way the ructions are going at the minute looks like he's going to be heading towards odds on more than he is going to be odds against. What I will say is that Felice Nero has now been presented with an opportunity to win a race over this distance against dogs that arguably should be up to the task of. Now, she's clearly not up to the task for Poco Dorado or Letter Sister, but anybody who's watched the videos of her against Blue Moon Rays and on a couple of occasions should know or should see that she is better than him. She's now got an inside draw, and certainly if she happened to go around in front of Bar Cali, he's going to have a problem. Because she is absolutely brilliant up until she hits the home straight, whenever she turns pig ordinary. I just think she falls short in the last 15 metres in terms of staying ability, but up until that point she's as good as anything, and she's not that far behind Poco Dorado in terms of ability up until about 700 metres. So if Bar Cali happens to find himself in trouble, out caught out wide, where inevitably he's going to be, she could all of a sudden just dash to 3 or 4 lengths clear, and it'd be very hard to pick her up. The other dog in the race that definitely make a case for is Double G. I think Gunnar pointed me in the direction of this a couple of weeks ago, and seems to have found some real good form at the minute, staying on very strong, and was really eye-catching last week against Poco Dorado. Now, she was never going to pick up Bar Cali the way the semi-final worked out, but certainly would have a big chance here if there's any crowding up in front, because a lot of dogs here with a bit of early, like Blue Moon Rays and her and Bar Cali are all going to be in the up in the van early, if that makes sense. I don't know if you ever heard that term before. Like,
No.
You never heard that? No. Okay. In the van means you're up in front.
Whatever, oh, yeah. Right? Yep.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot up there. And if there's any scrimmaging, and if Double G turns close to them, she'll have a big chance too. But, yeah, look, if you want to oppose Bar Cali at short odds, certainly I would put nobody off back in Valachi Nero.
So, not quite a wife and kids job for him, right?
No, I think he's going to start 2019 a little bit more subdued.
A bit wiser.
You think that until I can ask him about that?
1 year wiser, or maybe the wife gave him a tap on the shoulder and said, can you please stop selling me off that non-chaser show you do? It's not fair.
I think the girls are onto it now. They're a little bit more coy with his advances, knowing where they might end up.
Gunnar, give us your take on the summer plate.
The two dogs that I'm keen on, I would not be tipping if it was an 8-dog field, but 5-dog field means that they got less to run around and less work to do late. If they're ever going to do it, this is the chance for Blue Moon Rising and Double G, in particular Blue Moon Rising. Box 4, which is not ideal for him in a full field because he likes to get down to the rail, but in reality, he's drawn box 2 because he's only got one inside of it. This is its chance. And if it doesn't perform well, then it's got life for me at the top level, because if it can't do it in this field, then it's never going to do it. Just interesting, if Poco Dorado did run in this, there would be 3 littermates in the final. Poco Dorado, Veloce Nero, and Blue Moon Rising, which is rare. That's a good litter. That's a really good litter.
And could I add as well that Poco Dorado's won like 54 races over course and distance in a row or something. Now, that's obviously a spoof, but like it's something like 11 or 12 or something over course. It's a ridiculous record anyway, around 20. But I wouldn't fancy her even if she did run this race, solely because of the trap draw.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. You two have welcomed back into 2019, and there's some ripping analysis of two big races Saturday night. That one's at 9:38 on Saturday night. The other one's at 9:57. So you've got a beautiful little half an hour there to really get your paws stuck into some greyhound racing on Saturday night at Wentzie. Boys, now, new year, new me.
The resolutions are still
same
going
old crap with some bloody camera angles. Now, the other night I was watching the greyhounds, having my first bet for the season, actually.
Yep.
Just sort of warming back into things. Had a little multi. And first leg of a multi I thought was a pretty safe bet was a greyhound by the name of RJ Lockie up on Rockhampton. While I was betting at Rockhampton, don't ask me. Ask no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Okay.
Now, this is a $1.55 chance and I'm confident. I've gone into the race thinking, you know, this will be fun. I was wary that the camera angle at Rockhampton is a little bit skew-iff.
It's no good.
$1.55 favourite, I thought, you know, this isn't going to have to be a worry. Anyway, dog jumps, gets pushed back by 3 things, and all of a sudden I'm sort of hanging out the back door around the final bend, and I'm going, shit, this isn't good. This isn't good. We're coming around the bend, and then my boy RJ Lockie just puts the afterburners on and absolutely gazumps down the outside. He absolutely flies. Now, he chases down this dog, and it was an absolutely like that dog in the 1980s Sandown advertisement made. Now, this dog got past the other, I think it was the five dog. I swear it had won as they burst to the line. Says photo, I'm like, I'll be okay. It will win. The $1.55, order will be restored. And I haven't been awarded the win. So I've gone back and watched it three times. This bloody camera angle at Rockhampton, Healesville.
Sorted.
What the hell is going on with camera angles? Rockhampton, you need to sort your crap out up there. Because watching a dog race when you're looking at a 30-degree angle to try and decipher a winner is not good enough, okay? So that's just a little message from me to the people at Rockhampton. No, it's quite frustrating. I mean, we don't ask for much.
No, we don't.
Punters, do we gonna?
And the dumbest thing about Rockhampton is it's on the infield of the Gallops track, and the Gallops track has the longest straight in Australia. So I don't know what they've got with like dinky little starts and shit-house camera angles, but for God's sake, fix the bloody angle.
Fix it. No. Okay, so there's just a little rant from me. Boys, the $100 bet we're going to keep track of throughout the year. Now, I'll kick us off. I like to just get off to a nice sort of easy start. Now, Poke the Bear is my boy. He's my boy. Every time I've watched him recently, he's sort of let me down. But he is the best dog in the land. Not quite the smartest, but he will be too good for them on Saturday night. So I'm having my $100 to win on Poke the Bear, standing to win $185. Fellas, how about you?
Sounds about mine. Right. I am going to go Wenty Park. Consolation final.
Yes.
Of the Paws of Thunder. The biggest certainty that ever went to
a racetrack. Here it is. Oh, here it is.
Wife and kids.
The biggest certainty that has ever went to a racetrack is number 7. Cosmic Bonus.
Rhino. So he goes.
Absolute morale.
Morale.
A morale.
It was a huge run last week, wasn't it?
What are the odds?
I think it's about $2.10. And certainly, I'd please anybody watch the video last week. It's. What was he 4 lengths behind Cash Point?
Yeah, it was a long
and
way.
And he closed it to within, I don't know, about a length and a half. Like, Cash Point is a wonder dog in my eyes. So, like, how he can do that is beyond me. I actually think he'll smash out in front and make all. I think this is an unbelievable grind. And strangely, for the age that he is, he's actually gotten better.
Well, there you have
Hard
it.
Hard to believe, but true.
There you go. Morale. Let's get a morale booster from you, Gunner. What do you think? What's your crack?
What's the final? Where are we taking the final price from for these?
We're going to be taking.
I just want to know some rules.
We're going to be taking Top Fluck.
Top Fluck?
Yeah. No, yeah. We won't. No, sorry. No, we don't have to sort this out. But we'll sort it out now. We're taking the
Sports Bet closing price.
Are we taking time of recording fixed odds, or are we taking sports back?
Nah, because they might be decimated by scratchings. Who knows? Like,
all right, well, do we want? What do we want?
Probably should have worked this out before.
We'll work it out later on.
Teething problems, but I just need your dog.
I'm going to go Cash Point.
Cash Point.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, Connor.
At 14s.
And watch
that's
me.
That's why you're asking.
Watch me put the queue in the rack for the rest of the year if this thing gets up. I'll be betting $5 for every week from here on out.
No, you're not allowed to. You've got to bet your allotted.
I'll be betting $100 on things to finish top 6 just to keep the momentum
filthy,
going.
Filthy.
Very, very cheeky. Fellas, as we start to wrap up, no multi this week. We will come back next week and have a multi. We're in rushed for time here. But I did make mention at the start of the show, we do like it when people get on the socials, or if they've got something that they think might be quite humorous when it comes to greyhound racing, please send it in or get involved on the Twitter sphere, or wherever you like to sort of get in touch with us, and please, get some stuff to us and we'll have a bit of fun with it. What we're going to do at the end of the year, we don't know exactly when, or where. But I have it on good authority. Our man Squirrel Ainsworth can pull a few strings.
Yeah.
And he can
put some pressure on the poor bloke. He's got other things to deal with now.
He does. He does have a new baby girl.
Yes.
But this is
more important. More important,
I'm telling you. Because we are gonna give one listener, one punter, the opportunity to race a greyhound. And it's gonna be bloody sensational. There will be a prize involved, but long story short, an opportunity to race a greyhound towards the back end of this year. We want to get you involved on the socials. And, you know, if it gives us a reason to chat throughout the show, We'll pick it at the end of the year and we'll get you out there and it's going to be a great fun. What do you think about that,
Gunnell? I like it. We will pick a greyhound.
How would you go against a dog, Jim?
Pace was never my thing, mate. I was a bit more of a draft horse on the footy field than a sprinter. And we will be choosing a greyhound that's known for biting just for our entertainment. So, yeah,
Squirrel didn't agree to that one, but yes.
No, that's what I want to see. I want to see a race that could have some spice injected into it depending on the greyhound's mood for the day. So
very good. And the idea is we will record a show of the non-chasers down there, so a great opportunity to be involved with
really
that as
Leifon
well.
Seidler,
yes. Yeah, an opportunity to be on the show. You get to race a greyhound.
Ryan's
going to call the race. He'll call the race.
Go on, my son.
Only the numbers though, no names, just the numbers.
And there's, of course, you're going to do it the Australian way. You're not at Trombone Park, okay? We've got you over here.
It's not Trombone Park,
it's Trombone Park, and it's gone. Will you stop talking about
it? It's not an instrument. It's not an instrument.
It's next story stuff, like, move on.
And, you know, we'll do the whole kit and caboodle. It'll be good fun. Fellas, that wraps us up. We've talked the Paws of Thunder, the summer series. We've started 2019 with a bang. We've jumped out of the boxes now. We've got the early speed. Fellas, thanks for coming on.
No worries. Good to be back, Paddy.
Thanks very much. I'm glad you asked me back.
It is. I'm glad you made it back.
Suspect.
I'm glad you made it back. As always, like, listen, subscribe. I think we're even on Spotify podcast now, boys.
Okay, so
we're just
nice.
Sort of really starting to spread our wings as we sort of keeping venture up back Joneses. Into that sport and recreation top 100 as we once appeared there in season one. Fellas, thanks again. And if you are having a punt this Saturday night or whenever you are, please do so in a responsible manner. And we'll see you next week for more non-chaser action. Woof, woof, boy.
Bye.